And this week's home maintenance how-to is an easy one. It does require getting on a ladder or a step stool or a chair, whatever you've got, to be able to reach the cover of your bathroom vent. It's an exhaust fan. Now, you may not have one. If you don't, that means there's a window in the bathroom. Some bathrooms and layouts of homes, the master bathroom will be against the outside of the home, and it'll be backed up to the hall bathroom that won't have access to an exterior wall, therefore no window, therefore you have to have exhaust. We've got to be able to move the air out. And it's not just for odors. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but that you're actually supposed to run that while you're taking a shower, creating any kind of moisture or steam. If we can exhaust that, if we can pull that moisture out, well, it reduces the buildup of water that gradually breaks down the materials in our bathroom.
The mold and the mildew, too.
Any kind of mold or mildew. And it's very simple. Some of them have a screw that you'll need a screwdriver to drop the middle screw, but most of them, they're just held up there by wires that are V-shaped, and then you'll see the wires, and you just pinch them on each side, and the whole thing comes down. You're going to get dust on yourself, so don't be right underneath it. Be off to the side. You would not believe, if you've never done this, and if you've lived in your home a year, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years, you may end up with a gag factor that Gary gave us last segment. But pull that cover down, wash it, brush it off, and then look back up and look at the fan itself. It is going to be full of dust. And if you don't have a vacuum, if you could put some eye protection and a dust mask on and take a paintbrush to get in there, any kind of brush, dust it all out, let it fall down, and that's it. I mean, this is a 6-7 minutes per bathroom type job, including moving the ladder around. So it's not hard, but that's not the only exhaust system we have in our home. If you want to take it to the next level, it's not a bad time to go check all the other areas of exhaust in our home. The exhaust over our kitchen, some of them, most of them anymore, are all directed indoors. You don't have to be exhausted outside. It's the built-in microwave has the exhaust on it, just circulates air inside. The only time it needs to be ventilated to the exterior is if the manufacturer requires it. And what Bruce found, the manufacturers that require exhaust the exterior, those are the massive mamas that are like the Vikings that professional chefs put in their home kitchens.
Oh, yeah.
And
Food Network kind of guys.
Yeah, out of our budget, everyday American style. So most of them are just going to have an exhaust vent on the microwave. Where else? Dryer vent. That dryer vent is the number one leading cause of home fires in America. I don't know if that's still true to this day, and it's going to eventually kind of go away, I think, because they've built the dryers now to feel that resistance, that buildup of airflow that the lint creates, and therefore it shuts off the heating unit. And without heating the lint, there's nothing that ignites it.
So, and it will shut off the dryer completely, correct?
No, the dryer will still go, but it'll get done. You're like, why aren't my clothes dry? Well, because the heating element shut off because it detected tension in the airflow or backup pressure in the airflow or whatever technology they use. But it's technology. I don't know that it's foolproof or can't fail. So it's not a bad idea to make sure we check our dryer vent cleaner. If you've got an attic vent, the best thing you can do is take a board and nail it up. Attic vents are awful idea. Power vents is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
There is passive ventilation. That's smart. Electric ventilation, if you've got a fan, an attic fan, you're trying to suck the hot air out of your attic, it doesn't work. It creates a negative pressure, and it ends up sucking the air-conditioned air inside your house into your attic and then out into the great wide open. And it's just, it's a great idea. I know you're trying to save money. You're wasting money. Chimneys, another type of exhaust. There are professional chimney sweeps. You really should have that done once a year. And then there's some other ones if you see you really don't need to worry about. If you've got a gas water heater, that one's going to have an exhaust. But there's no mechanical parts there. It's an open air shaft, and that's just a natural gas vapors just rise up right through the roof and go out. You can put this in your home Zada calendar. If you go to rosieonthehouse.com/app, you can sign up for our premium membership of the Digital Home Management. It's the Rosie on the House Homezada. And from the homepage, you click on maintenance, and you've got a couple options there. You can either go to calendar or task, and there's your task list right there for cleaning your bathroom vent. You can now check complete, or I can check snooze, reassign it to a different member of the family, Amanda.
Oh, here we go.
And save. Should be done by the time I get home, right, Gary?
Exactly. That's two things you got her to do this week.
All right, hour number 10 coming up quickly and fastly. Rosie is home. He was actually in the office this week. He came in on Tuesday, spent a little time, hung out at lunch. Or was it Wednesday? Wait, it was
It was Wednesday.
Was it Wednesday?
Walked right in. Couldn't believe it. It was a miracle.
In physical therapy 3 times a week. His strength is rebuilding. His voice is rebuilding. He's excited to be back. I don't know when we'll get him back on the air. Everybody wants to know. We don't know. We're going to make him take time, though. We're going to make sure it's done right, because we don't want to do anything that puts him back into that pushes his progress in reverse.
I got an idea. Let's don't tell anybody when he comes back, and then when he's ready, boom, surprise everyone.
Surprise everyone.
There you go.
Great. That's a plan. It's Rosie on the House here with you every Saturday morning.